Blackstone Audio presents Hidden Truth by Don Cook. For Tim. 1. Alyssa crept up the stairway, her skirts gripped tightly in her fists. Gaze fixed upon the landing, she felt for the next step, easing herself up in what she hoped looked like casual disinterest. This was not a good idea, she thought. She had been making Bailick's meals all winter, and knew risking his attention was asking for trouble. Taking a slow breath, she hesitated, the opposing feelings of curiosity and common sense teetering in her. Pulse quickening, she resumed her upward motion. Curiosity won. Not that that was a surprise, she admitted. She had woken as usual before dawn, pulled from her warm covers by a feeling of discontent. There was nothing different she could see about today than yesterday. The sparrows still pecked on the rooftops of the hold. The ice mist rose as the sky brightened in a false dawn. The fires needed tending, and the mice ran when she turned corners. But an unexplained restlessness, an itching to do something, had filled her. Even worse, she was unable to tell what needed doing. It almost seemed she should have done it already, and the feeling of having been remiss tugged at her. This morning, as her feet touched the floor, a strange need to find out what Bailick wanted for breakfast filled her. It pulled her up the tower stairs when a healthy measure of caution urged her to go the other way, back down to the kitchen. Up until today, she hadn't cared if the madman liked what she made for his breakfast or not. And she said mad, for anyone who claimed ownership of the hold, when it clearly wasn't his, had to be mad. The only reason she made Bailick's meals was to keep him out of her kitchen. But now it seemed as if knowing what he wanted might end her discontent. Alyssa drew to a stop.